listen to the living dead. Listen to the living dead. Listen to the living dead. This time I walked out in the streets today. I heard a young girl say to her mother, "Did you watch Big Brother?" I knew I was listening to the living dead. To the living dead. I walked in to a small cafe where reality telling replaced conversation. And to my frustration, I filled my belly with the living dead. With the living dead. Yeah, you can run, but you can't hide. To see your brainwashed mind with the abject potion seeps through the ocean of the living dead. Of the living dead. Of the frozen corpses. Of the living dead. Talking about the living dead. Talking about the living dead. Talking about the living dead. I walk through an Armenian town near the Iranian border, strewn with rubble and disorder. But those women of Sicilian were quite the most delicate I'd ever seen. Yes, that I'd ever seen. 'Cause they had cool like Milano's have cool. They had such grace under precious style. And though their lands burned with claptide technology, they were not yet the living dead. No, they were not yet the living dead. Though perhaps they were the soon to be fried in some great Chernobyl fiasco. But they were not yet the living dead. See, they were just the refuse to be denied. And in this world of division, I wept in cultural collision. And a Westerner, I was a Westerner feeling shame to be ashamed. I cried out, "Will not represent the living dead. Will not represent the living dead. I will not represent the living dead. I will not represent the living dead. Hey, Dogman, represent the living dead."